Welcome to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. The first hour of the show is brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Now, here's your host, Johnny Radio himself, John Harden.
Yo, welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It is a beautiful Monday. We had a bunch of wild stuff going on this weekend. Some very disappointing games, man, to be honest with you. I was extremely disappointed in a few teams and especially a few specific players. One specifically, Julius Randle. Like, man, that was about as bad as that, like, you could even ask for. We're going to talk a whole lot today. We got NBA action. We're going to mention a little bit of hockey just because, holy hell, you know, I can't even skate, bro. Like, I don't think I've done that thing. We went curling one day when as like a whole station down at that place.
Down in South Haven.
Yeah, the ice rink or something. Yeah. What is it?
Ice House.
Ice House. Yeah, that's it.
I was going to be the one to tell you. I think you just need to wrap the whole South Haven thing up, right?
Yeah, I do. I love Bangers Pickleball.
Baby, you're down there playing pickleball.
Pickleball at Bangers is awesome, by the way. Y'all got to check that joint out, man. That joint was dope. 6787 Snowden Lane, South Haven, Mississippi. They got 7 outdoor courts. They got 5 indoor courts. They got a private court. They got a Bangers 101 pickleball class to teach you for absolutely free if you don't know anything. I'm telling you, if you're ready to bang, check out Bangers Pickleball. Plus, they have a bar. 3 of them and a beautiful restaurant. How dope is the bar?
Yeah, it was very, very, very dope, sir.
Nice.
I like the outside.
Dude, the whole place, I mean, they got gazebos, they got cornhole, they got ping pong, they got like fire pits, they got everything for the family, bro. You got to check out Bangers. They ain't playing over there. I love that place. But again, tonight, there's a hockey game, Canadiens and Sabres. I can't skate, so I've never been a hockey fan.
So you're not down with Patrick Waugh and Pat LaFontaine. I'm just naming some old players.
I think this is at least standard for people of my age. Like, I never watched soccer.
I'm willing to bet you one thing.
Because I never played soccer. Because, by the way, we didn't even have soccer as a kid.
These three brothers that you're looking at, we can't ice skate either.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think there's anybody on this show today that it can skate.
I only went ice skate one time, and that shout out to my alma mater, Craigmont, for taking us on the senior trip to the
zoo. My better days were not in Crystal Palace.
Dude, I can't wait. Craigmont took all y'all to ice skate. That's the funniest
thing
I've ever
heard. When they do it at the zoo, they took us for all the seniors. They took us ice skating.
And that's
lie. That's the only time
everybody came back with a broke elbow, right. Knees all banged up.
It came back looking like hockey.
It's like skating on inline skates.
See, that we didn't have. Well, inline skates did kind of actually happen when I was a little kid, but like I don't know if you know, I wasn't the street hockey kind of guy.
Yeah.
I was playing baseball, football, track. You know,
the street hockey just wasn't something we were doing in the.
I tried basketball. You know,
you ever tried curveball?
I can throw curveball. What's curveball?
Curb ball.
Oh, curveball.
No. Sideline pop, what we refer to it as. So you
go on
the sideline.
Sideline pop, little curveball. Like, yeah. Y'all better let Jug get through talk about what he's talking about.
I'm going to forget.
Catch football on the sideline, I can knock your
ass out. All of these games,
John,
are either free to play or under $5 to play.
Because you're on the sideline. You're not in the middle of the street. You're on the curb with the grass and the soft spot. So just the way we play.
I dig
it. We even played hot ball like that in the street. Sideline pop hot ball. How you play hot ball in the street?
I don't know what even hot ball is.
Every man for himself. Going to end zone. Hey,
take
own.
A look at this injury.
That's
a hot ball.
That is a
right
hot
there.
Ball.
On the street.
Oh, you got tackled on the street. He grew up in South Memphis. They different. They got different rules down there with Darian play.
That's why he moved to North Mississippi.
Pretty much.
Not just for Bangers Pickleball.
I mean, North Memphis, they got different rules. The mound got different rules.
Facts.
We got different rules in the Haven, so.
Well, this is kind of weird because tonight there's nothing that is exciting when it comes to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we have a Spurs-Thunder game, which is very, very exciting.
Game one.
It's game number one. I'm fired up to watch it. You got the MVP in Shea. You got the future MVP for multiple years in Wimby, who's coming around the corner like a madman. And we're definitely going to talk about what the Thunder and Castle did to Julius Randle in Minnesota. That was just, Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God.
We're also going to talk about the failures of the home team, how embarrassing it was for them. But this is crazy because, like, as much as excited as I am for Spurs and the Thunder tonight, which I am, I can't believe I'm telling you this. I'm so fired up for this hockey game. Like, I've been watching this series. This is game seven. It's a 3-3 series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is game number seven. This is like, these two teams have been back and forth goal scoring from the jump, bro. Like, I mean, there's more scoring in a billionaire in a brothel in this series. They're skating fast. They're hitting hard. It's been buck wild. And I can't believe I'm saying this, man. It starts at 6:30. I'm going to have all eyes on hockey until that NBA game's on. And I promise you I have the split screen. Because I'm betting on both of them.
Because what you just mentioned to me, I have to bring out three screens tonight. Only because Paige Beckers is playing on Peacock at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Paige Beckers is the girl from UConn.
That's the girl.
Number one pick in the WNBA draft.
From last year.
And, for the year prior.
Yeah, last year. AZ Fudd was this year's. Who's also a member of the Dallas Wings. She comes off the bench, though.
That's the girlfriend.
Yes.
Man, what a thing. You get to play with your girlfriend.
Hey. Man. It don't matter if they slow, though, Joe. I mean.
Now, which team is this Paige Beckers on the
they're
Wings?
They're in Dallas with Cooper Flagg.
What are the Wings?
The Dallas Wings.
Oh. Yeah. Why are they the Wings?
I don't know.
Like chicken wings?
It's a Pegasus. Because the Dallas Mavericks is a horse, so the Wings.
A horse with wings?
Yeah. It's a Pegasus.
It's a fairy.
Hey, it's a mythical creature, yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out who the mascot is for the Atlanta Dream since they've been using Harry Hulk.
That's what I saw last night. I was like, they using the Hulk's mascot for
Harry Hulk was out there lit yesterday, though.
But I think Dream is referred to Martin Luther King, so what would be
that? It is a Martin Luther King deal. And you got to give them their props, too, because they had a real bigoted owner in Atlanta and a lot of the players. I can't remember his name. But they pulled their money together. They bought their cat out. And they flipped their whole organization around, man. So, shout out to the Atlanta Dream. That NBA making strides, baby. They setting out arenas, doing their thing.
They got your ass watching it.
Hey, they got me watching. You know,
I'm watching damn hockey, and your ass is watching women's basketball. What's the world coming to? Is everybody drugged us this morning?
I mean, but Jared probably like me. You can have a 10-under tournament on TV. We probably going to check that out and see where the future is.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, I like watching anything sports. I mean, hell, I was watching the ponies screaming and yelling. I was impressed.
I thought about the pony Saturday, and I went outside and did something else.
Oh, man. All right, I don't even remember the first thing was. Oh, yeah, the hockey thing I was going to say. The speed with which they play, the way these dudes skate, the goals, and just everything. I'm not lying. I'm falling in love with it. And so far, also, I think it's beginner's luck. I've been actually hitting.
Have you ever been to a hockey game in live?
Outside of, like, when the River Kings were here, when we went there because we drank beer for a quarter. That was, like, I don't remember
much. I went to a River Kings game in kindergarten.
The Chief was my buddy. He played on the hockey team. And we partied a lot together.
DeSoto Civic Center River Kings or the Coliseum River Kings?
Coliseum River Kings.
Oh, that's OG. You weren't even old enough to drink beer when they were there.
Well, that's why we were there. What are you talking about?
Seeing it in person, though, and when you see them fighting stuff, it really riles you up.
Dude, they knock each other's brains out.
Red-blooded American.
Man, dude, all the hockey game I didn't watch,
man. The brakes off a fool.
Only hockey game I didn't watch was NHL 93 on Sega Genesis. That was my joint back in the day.
Man, I never even got into
last hockey
game
I watched, I went to the hockey game in the hockey team in Milwaukee, the Panthers or something like that. I went and watched one of their games.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm rooting for the Sabres for two reasons. One, I heard Dave, he's going for Canada. Yeah. I'm not a fan of Canada. Like, take your maple syrup and kiss my butt and your Canadian bacon nasty.
So that means that you didn't download the trifecta of albums from Drake over the weekend.
Hell no. Come on, Drake. Quit talking about Kendrick, man. You already got killed, bro. Just put it to rest. You got smoked.
Kendrick killed that dude with a battle rap that ended up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just think about that for a second.
Yeah, just sit back.
But they told J. Cole he should have talked about it back in February. So how you tell one person don't talk about it no more and another person why you ain't speak on it?
Hey,
you
know? Good point.
Because we don't like Canada.
There you go. We like Vince.
We do like Vince.
We like Scotty Barnes.
We do.
Two Florida guys. That are now Canadians for the most part. But you say you like Buffalo.
Mm. That's who I'm pulling for. But I will tell you, we are going to switch up now because now it's time to talk to the man, the myth, the living legend. You know he is Jake Crane. Y'all better know what Crane & Company is. It's Crane & Cone now. It was Crane & Company. Now it's Crane & Cone. They're on three.
On three, baby.
Yes, sirree, Bob. And if you aren't watching them, I don't know if you really even can say that you're a sports fan because it's probably the best sports thing going, dude. It really is. And all the stuff they drop every single damn day. Follow them on their Twitter, too, because it's ridiculous. Jake, what is up, my friend? Jake. I think I lost him. Darren, did you lose Jake? You don't have the pot potted up, I guess. He's a working.
Oh, he should be there. He's lit up. Hold on. Watch. I guarantee his phone is probably on mute or something. Hold on.
Jake. He is the wonderful Crane. Now, we're going to talk with Jake about, of course, one thing, and that is a little college football, a little NFL, some of the issues we've seen, maybe a little bit of baseball, who knows, but there's all kinds of good stuff going on. And plus, some big news over in college football, by the way, too, as well, because there's a big meeting going on, you know that? Big Ten's meeting. They're pushing for a 24-team college football playoff. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. I really don't. But it is the man, Jake Crane. He is back. I'm going to bring in Jake now. What up, Jake?
God, I mean, godly AT&T, figure it out. It's 2026. The aliens are real. I can't get cell service.
Dude,
I'll never understand it. We got a bomber that can fly from Missouri to Iran and back in 24 hours. I can't get through a phone call to Memphis.
Jake Crane, I'm telling you, he always drops the best stuff in the world. If you're not following him, I don't know what you're doing. And again, Jake, been watching a lot of stuff over at On Three that y'all been dropping. Absolutely wonderful. Talking about the SEC, Big Ten, all kinds of stuff like that. I do want to know, though, off the jump, what about this coaches meeting lobbying for a 2014 playoff? Like, what's your first initial reaction?
Well, I mean, I don't blame them. If I was the coach, I'd want a 2014 playoff, too. That's why I laugh. It's like if you instead of one podcaster of the year, if there was 24, I'd have a better chance of winning it. And when you look at the way these contracts are drawn up, the incentives of making the playoff, I mean, that's like asking a fat kid if you want double the Oreos. That's why they made double stuffed Oreos. So, yeah, like I understand why the coaches would want it. I would want it. It all depends on the prism you're viewing it through. But you know the part that just absolutely blows my mind and continues to do it? Like, we're literally arguing about a problem that's not even the main problem. Like, it doesn't matter the number of teams if how you pick the teams is terrible. Like, it's, and we talk about it sometimes, but it's always the number. It's, should it be 12? Should it be 16? How about we actually know how you make it? How about you give us the formula for making the college football playoff? That's like worrying about spilling your drink while the plane's going down.
That's a really good point.
It doesn't matter. We could have 100 teams, but if the way we pick them sucks, it doesn't matter. Like, it's nuts to me. I'll never understand it. Like, I'm going to have to do a monologue on our show about it because all they talk about is the number. I don't get it. I don't care if she has six fingers. If she looks like Sydney Sweeney, I'm good, dog.
I am with you, dude, by the way. Sydney Sweeney, I love her, and every damn thing I've ever seen her do, and I don't think I've ever seen anything but pictures of her on my phone.
I didn't know you subscribed to that site, too.
Oh, man. Okay, I got a question for you when the Big Ten, though, like when they're meeting and stuff. We love college football for one simple reason, at least for one thing for me, before they did the expansion. Every week for me in college football was like a playoff. When they expanded the playoff to four, I was fine with it. When they went to the 12, I was a little freaked out. Plus, I saw a bunch of terrible games. I mean, watching Tennessee get waylaid by Ohio State that first, like going up there and watching that misery, like that didn't even belong. It was kind of ridiculous. So why do we want to water down the greatest regular season in the entire world? I understand the coaches, why they want to be in the playoff. But again, why are we ruining with what? Like, I mean, week to week, we're looking at college football and we're watching it like crackheads on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, okay. So what do you consider watering down the regular season? Because let me just throw this at you. And this is, I've kind of blossomed in my thinking in this regard. Does it create more meaningful games late if teams that are 9-3 that we used to just get ready to put on the raft and send to the Pop-Tarts Bowl or the Outback Bowl or whatever, if they're actually still playing for something? Like, think about the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game last year. You know, we thought there was an outside chance that a 10-2 Vandy could get into the college football playoff. Like, will rivalry games are always going to matter. Don't tell me that Ohio State and Michigan or Auburn and Alabama or these games aren't going to matter. I don't believe
They'll
in that.
Still
I think
matter.
The hate
That's kind of what I was going to bring up.
The only real rivalry games that are actually real, that they'll still matter where the hate's enough. But to me, watering down the regular season is losing games from the regular season. Because here's what I worry about. They say, all right, well, we're going to have a 24-team playoff or we're going to have a 30-team playoff. We're going to go back to an 11-game regular season. I actually think by having the 24-team playoff, you will create more meaningful games later in the year, but it's not going to change the amount of teams that can win the national championship. And it is still played on the field. So I'm not as concerned about it until they start taking away regular season games, which is the next step, Johnny Radio, after they take away what? Conference championship game. That's where I think you water down the regular season.
And I would hate for the conference championship games to be taken away because
me
damn
too,
so
man.
Much
like I'm, come on, and it's a ring. It's a ring, and I don't want to have to go to 19 tiebreakers and have to meet Billy Bob Thornton at a Texaco to flip a coin to see who won.
I guess the thing for me is, which I'm hung up on, is still I have the old feel of the regular season, and you are kind of bringing me around a little bit, but what I also have a feeling is you can go to 24, but like you said, there's some pointless games. I mean, if we looked at it last year, and we just kind of like used our brain a little bit, like we would have seen like Georgia Tech play BYU, or a North Texas might have snuck up in there at 11-1 against an Alabama that was 8-2, Houston probably would have gotten in. Michigan, who needed to beat Ohio State at the end of the season and lost by 18, would have gotten in. You know, Vanderbilt would have gotten in. Iowa would have gotten in. I don't know. Just do I need to see somebody get their ass whipped to know that they weren't good enough?
Well, again, and listen, I'm not saying I want the 24. I want an 18 playoff. I think that's the best number. But
I dig that.
I will say, if you are better than a team, you should beat them. And so it's still played on the field. So, yes, I could tell you that Tulane was going to get murdered, right? Or, like, whoever gets it, James Madison was going to get murdered. But at the end of the day, it's still played on the field. And if you're good enough to win the Natty, you should be able to beat those teams and win those games. So it's not like you're taking away the ability of the best teams to win it all. They should still win it all when they play on the field. And as long as we have meritocracy, I'm all good for it. But again, I don't think we have meritocracy because there's no way that two Group of Five teams should have been in a 12-team college football playoff, because the way we pick the teams and the guys on the committee, like the guys on the committee that are getting paid by institutions currently that are eligible to make the postseason, how is that not corrupt? It's like when I look at the politicians, they go into Congress, they're worth $80,000, and they leave worth $30 million because they shorted a bunch of oil stocks before we bombed in the Middle East. Like it's corrupt. You can't be getting paid by an entity that is eligible for the postseason. We watched North Carolina get in the NCAA tournament a couple years ago, not because they earned it, not because of merit, but because their athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, was at the top of the committee. We've got to reinvent the way the committee is formed. We've got to reinvent the way the committee operates, and we've got to make public the formula that they use when they crunch the numbers in the objective part to get a team into the postseason.
Dude, preach, Jake Crane. I'm telling you right now, follow him on Twitter, at Jake
Crane. Crane Cone 2028.
Underscore. Crane Cone 2028. What are you going to do with Blaine, man?
We can just have him make the signs or whatever. He likes finger painting.
Jake, one other thing I wanted to get in. I want everybody to follow him again at Jake Crane _ on the Twitter. Y'all are always dropping what you got coming up the pipe, what you got on your shows. And you always ask some pretty interesting questions. Yesterday, I believe it was when I was reading your Twitter, when you were saying, give me your top five SEC quarterbacks for 2026 draft style. Mm. And everybody was weighing in. I want to know your top five.
Oh, well, then you're going to have to tune in to Crane and Cone.
What time?
At 2 p.m. today, because Central, even though I know Memphis is Central time, I guess family in Tupelo. But, yeah, at 2 p.m., we're going to drop our top 10 SEC quarterbacks, all right? And this is not who's on the best team. This is not who's going to have the best season. It is that if you were starting a college football team, not an NFL team, if you were starting a college football team, in what order would you draft a top 10 of SEC quarterbacks? We don't care who your last name is. We don't care where you're from or who you prayed to. It's who we would draft in order. I think people will find it interesting. And if you're Ole Miss fans, I think you might like it.
Yeah, Trinidad should be freaking pretty high, I would say that. I bet Texas fans and Arch fans are watching. Of course, then you got John Mateers coming up. Man, there's all kinds of people out there to talk about. Levitt, everybody. Watch today at 2 o'clock, Crane and Cone. What else you got coming down the pipe this week?
Oh, dude, we're already getting into some early looks at some big games. We talked a little bit of Auburn-Baylor last week. We're going to look at Ole Miss-Louisville here very soon. I don't think enough people are talking about that game. They're talking about Ole Miss and LSU.
Constantly.
Look, LSU's got to go. LSU has got to play Clemson, and then Ole Miss has to play Louisville. And that's not exactly a walk amongst the tulips with Jeff Brohm and the boys out there at Louisville, even though Ron English isn't there. But, yeah, we're going to talk some Oklahoma-Michigan. It's list season, so you know what time it is. Just come hang out with us on YouTube, Crain and Cone.
Last but not least, man, with Lane Kiffin, he would pick the weekend that I was in his house for my daughter's graduation to go absolutely ham and bring up all the stuff with LSU and Ole Miss. Talk about giving me a tough week last week.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny, not a lot of people, I think, are rooting for Lane Kiffin, like, in general. And I'm talking about outside of LSU, obviously, but it's really getting hard if you root for Lane Kiffin to keep rooting for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
am I
alone in that?
No, you're not.
It's just...
He burns every place down. I mean, Tennessee, USC, he burns every single place down. He was loving the sip. His family was there. He'd never leave. If they would have just let him coach the college football playoff, they would have won. But it was because Ole Miss is more racist than LSU. I mean, it's just like, damn, Lane. Damn. But anyway, Jake, I'll be watching at 2 o'clock today. Be blessed, my friend.
Yeah, well, it's, again, like, and I don't think either Louisiana or Mississippi is racist. Like, I don't think this is the 1950s anymore or whatever. But, like, Louisiana calling Mississippi racist, what are we doing? Like, to me, there's
it's
a line.
It's like a Superman meme. That,
yeah, but, I mean, if that was the case, then
or
why
Spider-Man,
did you take the job? You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you, Jake. I'll be watching this afternoon. Thanks for your time, my friend. You're the best. That is a man. Right there, man. Jake Crane. I'm telling you, he brings it every single day. He brings it every week.
I'm going to say this part about the Lane Kiffin stuff because it's funny to me. And y'all are not wrong when you talk about the entire state of Louisiana. But Baton Rouge is predominantly black. And he's speaking from it from that standpoint of, I'm in a predominantly black town, y'all. Even if I am, it's like being in Memphis. We're looking at it from the state scope, and we're not wrong.
You got me thinking, because, you know, I've been to Death Valley at night. I guess, you know, I never noticed anything anyway.
You know what's across the street from LSU? Southern University.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, I guess I've been here for so long, like, I don't even notice things like that.
I
noticed the alligator that they were doing like an old fish fry. You know, like you got a fish fry and you get the clams and you put your fish in and then you like put it on the grill and you flip it.
Here's a fun
That's what they were doing with the whole ass alligator.
Yeah. Here's a fun
That's
stat.
That's what I noticed.
Here's a fun stat for you, John.
You know what I noticed in Oxford? Short ass skirts and white boots.
There are more There are more Pro Football Hall of Famers from Jackson State University than there are from Ole Miss and Mississippi State combined.
For real?
Yes.
Damn, you're the historian.
It's four from Jackson State. It's three from Ole Miss. Mississippi State has none. Patrick Willis just made the third one from Ole Miss like a year ago.
Good God, he was a beast.
Hall of Fame?
Dude, beast.
He's a Hall of Famer?
Yep.
You don't think Dak Prescott going to be?
Nah, man, he got to do something,
I'm
man.
Just joking. But he the only one from out of Mississippi State that made a big
You
got to
look at those names from like, Jackson State.
Wait, Jeffrey Simmons been whipping some ass.
Yeah, Jeffrey Simmons. And what's my man at Kansas City? Chris Jones?
Chris Jones!
Yeah, he'll be there.
Chris Jones! Yeah, Chris Jones be there. How did I forget Chris Jones? Sorry, buddy. That was terrible.
And what about Fletcher Cox?
Man.
They got some on the horizon, but just historically, when we look at it right now, it's just as fun to think like the only two from Texas are Earl Campbell and Steve Mongo McMichael. As rich as Texas history is with football.
But Ricky Williams was the High Times College Football Player of the Year.
So was Earl Campbell. Not the High Times.
High Times. That was kind of a joke. I don't even know if High Times gave College Football Player of the Year.
You should check out, too. If you haven't seen it, it's on Netflix. It's called Grass is Greener.
Who's it about?
The weed industry.
Oh, I'm...
and the stereotypes and discriminations that came with it. It's like the discriminations come from jazz musicians because all the jazz musicians were getting high.
Yeah.
You should check it out, though. It's produced by my man Fab Five Freddy.
I remember one thing. They made that stupid show called Reefer Madness.
He talks about Reefer. They clown Reefer Madness.
That is hilarious, bro.
They clown that choice.
Like, dude, that
it's
going
to piss
I've
you off, though. Because you're going to see a lot of the injustices and how they do people. There's a dude in Louisiana that's doing like 20 years for one joint.
A joint?
A joint. Just how Louisiana laws play around with people.
I told you, the end of the last song on the Carter 3, when Lil Wayne is talking about it, he said, due to the laws that we have on blank and blank, he's talking about the white stuff.
Yeah.
But it's for all types of drugs in Louisiana.
Man, that's crazy. You know, like, I feel very blessed. You know those stupid cargo shorts or whatever that have so many damn pockets there ain't no way you can check all of them?
You got a pair on.
Oh, you got a pair on. All right, well, I was coming back from Miami, and we were rushing to the airport, and I was a little bit late. And, man, every single pocket, I emptied everything out of my pockets. I went through that little thing, you know, and it goes zoop, 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 zoop. And then the guy goes, excuse me, sir, come here. And I was like, I ain't got nothing, bruh. And he's like, hey, check your right pocket. I checked in my right pocket, and I felt a joint. I said, oh, damn. He goes, just walk back, find a place to throw it away, and come back through, please, sir. I was like, thank you, Lord. Oh, my gosh. And actually, I just saw some dude who was walking off a plane. I was like, enjoy. Welcome to Miami. Welcome to Miami. I'm late for a break. We're back in two shakes. We got to talk with Terry Davis. What are we going to talk about?
He had a birthday over the weekend, too.
TD did?
Yeah, Friday.
Is he going to be... He's not going to be available, is he?
TD might be in Australia somewhere, man.
Yeah, we might have to... We're going to check and see if we got TD. If not, we got plenty to talk about because, again, we have a huge game tonight, game number one, and it's basically the championship series.
The Knicks have a word.
2014... Western Conference rematch.
That was a fun series, even though three of the Spurs wins, they won by 20 or more. But
was that Harden and
no, Harden was gone.
That was the year after.
That was the year after.
That's
the year the Spurs beat the Heat.
Yeah, that was the year that Zach got kicked out.
Man, how do y'all remember when the world ended in 2012? Anyway, man, I'm back in two shakes.
Cold dispensary is why.
Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Back to a little sport. I tell all my people out there that are business owners? You better listen. You can protect what matters most with EnviroMaster Services. I'm telling you, they got every service you can shake a stick at. And what they are, they're a health and safety company. They provide, like, complete disease prevention, odor control, because if it's stanky, I'm a-running. They got all kinds of programs for commercial properties and restrooms. Don't take a chance. Let EnviroMaster kill the germs that can kill your business. Right now, EnviroMaster is protecting over 300 Memphis area customers. Make it 320 by the end of the week. Let EnviroMaster protect your business. Give them a call, man. You can call 901-500-5361. But y'all want to know something crazy?
What?
My man Tom Whitley owns this company. You know that? He is the owner. And he said, man, you can give him my cell phone. 901-356-8282. That's 901-356-8282. They never rest. They always take care of their business the best. Check out EnviroMasters and go to Enviro-master.com. Say it one more time. Enviro-master.com.
Enviro got me clean. I'm talking on the phone, telling Penny. That's the way to do it, baby.
You got TD?
Yeah, I got TD.
Man, TD, what's up, man? Happy belated birthday.
Oh, you mean like, am I getting TD? Hold on.
Oh, you don't have TD.
I was letting you do your hit first.
Oh, no. I'm confused because I suck back, man. I'm just going to drop this thing.
Yeah, you did it. That was your former Jake Crane right there.
Oh, okay. My bad. Not really. But I'll take the hit. Just like I think Julius Randle should be taking a beating. I still can't even believe what I saw Friday night, be honest with you.
I can.
Is it because, like, why can you believe that? Like, I mean, this is, you're at home. You're NBA. Fighting a forced game seven, and Randle's going to do a, what did you call him, a matador? He did more Olays than the damn dude doing the bullfighting.
Yeah.
It was
terrible.
It was terrible. Terry Davis, he's not terrible. Happy belated birthday. What's up, TD?
What up, my brother?
Just chilling, man. How's life treating you?
Man, cooler than the other side of the pillow.
I dig
great.
That. I dig that, man. Are you fired up about tonight's Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, I'm looking for OKC to go down, my brother. I'm looking for him to go down.
Are you calling the Spurs, like, straight off the jump?
Man, I've been saying that since day one, man. OKC would not repeat.
Ooh. Well, I mean, if they get through the Spurs, I don't think anybody in the East going to get them. Like, you believe in the Cavs or the Knicks actually to get through one of these two beasts in the West?
I got all my eggs in one basket, San Antonio.
Damn. If Wemby, I mean, like, if SGA, who just won his MVP, loses to the Spurs this year, we're about to see MVP, 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 and championship after one after another with Victor Wembanyama.
We had an American MVP in 8 years.
Who's the last one that did?
James Harden.
There the you last go.
Wait a second.
American-born MVP.
Jokic is from Serbia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Where the hell is Shea from?
Canada.
Canada.
And B from Cameroon. Giannis nope. from Greece.
Giannis from Greece. That's your four.
It's a high hop of MVPs.
And Wemby is French.
Wemby is French.
Oui.
Yes, man.
Might be a while, y'all.
By the way, they say French food is great, man. Go to France and eat that crap. It's terrible.
Yeah, French food ain't great, man.
Nah, bro.
Nah, it really ain't.
It's all like a baguette and one little slice of meat. What the hell is that?
I'm going to go to France.
You know what? French food looks good, but don't taste good.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to France.
I blame Disney for all of that. Yeah. Lady and the Tramp. All that type of stuff.
Yup.
Ratatouille made all that food look good, and
made France sound like it was all play and debonair. Nah.
Yeah. All right, I might be crazy, but didn't Disney get in a bunch of trouble this week? Didn't they have like a cruise that was...
Oh, that wasn't a Disney cruise, was it? That was a different cruise.
What happened on the cruise, man?
I don't want to say it unless I'm right. Yeah, dude, it was Disney.
Didn't it went Disney?
28 Disney cruise members were arrested for human trafficking on their boat when it docked.
Come on, Disney.
No.
We'll be back to kids.
No, they were arrested. No. Portugal, they weren't arrested here. Portugal wasn't playing with that. They said, oh, hell nah, bro. Once that damn Disney thing lands, you ain't in the U.S. no more. Your ass coming off the boat.
Oh, okay. So they were working illegally.
Yeah, dude. Okay. Have fun in Portugal. They ain't coming back.
No, sir. What's going on? How's your? I know you lost money on golf this week.
No man, one had that dude winning.
Dude, was he a Frenchman too?
He not French. He's Canadian, I thought. French Canadian.
French Canadian.
Like Lou Dort.
Lou Dort, divorce court, I need a snort.
Even though he really Jamaican.
Somebody pay my child support.
Now, one thing I do like about this OKC theory, they don't like each other, which is a good thing.
No, and it's like Chet and Wimby got like beef, they go back to high school. Yeah.
I want to see Castle.
Hold on, Chet and Wimby, how they even know each other? When he over in France?
They were playing
on the
international tip. And the USA got the win, and Wimby was pissed.
Yeah.
It's video out there floating around there. Take Twitter.
All right, well, both of you two, like all three of y'all, I'm going to shut up and listen because I want to know y'all. I'm going to try to break down this series because I want to know why it is that, like, who you got?
I got to go away from Terry D because I think the Thunder going to win this time.
But this is the last time.
Now, ain't going to be the last time because they're going to probably meet for the next decade or so.
No, because I don't think, okay, I think OKC going to be in trouble because Hardenstein will probably be gone next year. He'll probably be playing somewhere else because they going to be in salary cap hell. They don't have the kind of money like Golden State did to keep their team together.
Right.
Are y'all worried about De'Aaron Fox's ankle?
No. He's put that ankle for 2 weeks. He's good.
And he got Dillon Harper backing him up.
Right.
God
damn. That's what I was going to say. The guards for
the
Spurs.
If you're a Rutgers fan, are you like, damn, where was that?
If the guards for the Spurs, I got.
He paid you a lot of money to not do anything like that.
I got more faith in the guards from the Spurs. Like, yeah, the Thunder got A.J. Mitchell, who just stepped up in a big way last series. They got Carson Wallace and stuff like that. But when you put a guy like Carter Bryant in on Carson Wallace, like,
that's a good point.
Like, yeah, when you bring Keldon Johnson in and things of that nature, like, the depth of the Thunder's bench will really be tested in this series. Like, yeah, like,
they got it.
Right.
But like you said, it's going to be tested.
Right. But you know what? Wimby is a great equalizer. He can play five positions at one time.
He can cover
all the floor and protect the rim.
TD, I was saying that as well, too. He's the only player I've ever seen in my lifetime that can rim protect and also still cover the perimeter simultaneously.
At the same time, with his wingspan and his athleticism. It's crazy.
Yep.
I've seen a man block a shot and go and get a rebound on the same play.
and he blocked the shot on the perimeter, you know? He blocked the jump shot.
It's crazy. It's crazy, you know, because when he first came out, you know, I didn't see what everybody else saw the upside of it because I thought it was a lot of hype when he came in. In that first couple of years, he wasn't all that. But the last year and a half, he's been proving his worth to me.
He figured it out.
Yeah, he's getting better.
Yeah, I mean, he's still a baby.
The Olympics helped, too.
The Olympics helped him greatly. And we were just talking about that. Me and my guy that's coming in at noon, he was like, oh, we might be in trouble in 2028.
Yeah.
Like, you see what I see in France, huh? And in Canada and so on and so forth. The way that they just going about building the teams. And, John, you talk about it all the time. They like each other. They want to play together.
Well, that was the difference in the Spurs and the Timberwolves series.
Yeah.
I watched the team. You have an Ant-Man who's like Michael Jordan when it comes to being competitive and an ultra-competitor who wants to win all the damn time. And you have a baby like Julius Randle who's saying, ole, the whole damn game when you're at home and wouldn't guard anybody. I'm telling you right now, I'm cold-cocking him after the fourth time. He just ole'd and let's – like, when Castle went by and just dunked on his ass.
But like, how do you think they get rid of him in New York?
Like I'm slapping Gobert too because
you're not
about to be on the team with
not me personally,
seven,
my bodyguard,
7 foot something, and you can't when Wimby's out, you can't manhandle Cornette.
Didn't Kyle Anderson want to like threaten to beat up Rudy a couple years ago?
Yes, he did. Kyle Slow-Mo said he was going to beat his ass, and to piss off Slow-Mo. Could you imagine fighting slow-mo, like how long it would take a punch to get there?
Hey, that's probably when he got quick hands, too, when he get into a fight.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to take a quick time out, though, to pay a few bills. We're back in two shakes of a lamb's tail. We got Terry Davis, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour with Johnny Radio. This hour brought to you by MemphisMoldInspector.com. Here once again is Johnny Radio.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. What'd you mess up over there now, Darian?
Yeah, I was talking to Zeke.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. He blames it on you.
That's actually what I wanted to do.
Yeah, there we go. Little Billie Jean. That's what I'm talking about.
Zeke said he ain't taking that L.
Don't take that L. I'll tell you one thing. You know, my man Bill, he's with your guy. You know that?
About houses?
Yeah.
He with Lloyd Patterson, yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can get
Lloyd told me that.
Yeah, Lloyd and Bill are back, man. They on the show now, so I need to give them a shout-out. Call Lloyd Patterson. Call Bill Bell at 901-406-1101. That's I Buy Houses. Y'all remember I Buy Houses,
so
right?
So that means I can go on all my social media platforms that I'm linked up with Lloyd and promote them that way.
Heck yeah, man. That's what's up. I Buy Houses, 901-406-1101. That's 901-406-1101. The most important thing is to remember the number because it's any house, any area, as is. It's as simple as that. Guaranteed to close in 5 days. If you need cash in a flash, don't let that house get foreclosing on. Don't let anything bad happen. If you just inherited a house, maybe, and you're like, man, I don't live in Memphis. I need to roll. 901-406-1101. Get your money in 5 days. That's guaranteed. 901-406-1101. Bill and Lloyd Patterson at I Buy Them Houses. Terry Davis, man. He's joining us. We've been talking a little bit of hoops. TD, what's up?
Man, trying to be like you, my brother.
Man, what'd you do for your birthday?
Oh, I did absolutely nothing but play golf.
Man, that's actually a really nice birthday.
I'm going to do it when I get off the phone with you after I finish my yard work.
Man, I got a question for you. What did you think about the whole PGA championship?
Oh, man. I was, you know, I love watching the majors. Man, I thought Rory was going to make a move on it. But that kid, man, he just he put the pedal to the metal and didn't look back, man.
Dude,
he said,
that
might be the only one he ever get.
How long was that one putt he hit?
Man, I've seen some putts on that. They had some 50-foot putts. They had some crazy putts.
69-foot really putt.
There's some crazy putts this weekend.
You ain't lying, man.
And, you know, and Rory complained about the setup of the greens, too, because the green really was. If you hit a good shot, it could easily turn into a bad shot, man, because rolled off the green and just rolled into the second cut, which is unfair.
Do you care, though, since it was a major and it's supposed to be the most difficult period?
I want the course to be fair. You know, I want the best player to win. I don't want him to win because somebody else screwed up because of the course. It's like I saw one guy, he hit the putt. He was 30 foot in front of the hole. He hit the putt, and when he finished the putt, it was 50 foot past the hole. That's just wrong.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, that's an 80-foot swing. That's crazy. But it is what it is, though. It's only once a year, so you got to deal with it and go for it.
What did you think about Rory's when you mentioned him? You thought he was going to make a little bit of run. He fired at didn't he go off on a fan yesterday?
Yeah, he went off on a fan because one of them got into him for either criticizing him or you know how these fans think they're entitled just because they bet on you. You think they can fuck you any kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of those situations. And, you know, these fans at the T2, man, they getting outrageous with the after they hit the ball. You know, they be yelling in their backs. You know, Baba Booey and all the other crap, man. That stuff is annoying.
Baba Booey!
Yeah. Or Fireball!
That stuff's terrible, by the way. How did this guy, though, man, like from like nowhere, like I've never heard of him, come out of nowhere to like just win this event?
It's like if you get in the zone, man, it only takes, because he played average golf for 3 days, and then he played super golf for that one day. You only have to be good one time, and he was good at one time, and he just took advantage of the opportunity because no one else made a charge, and he just got confidence. And you know, once you get confidence, John, you can talk to Farrah Fawcett if you want to.
Damn, Skippy, but I'd have to also get a medium because I think she's gone.
She's fine. You know, talking about in your day, you know, because you ain't talking to nobody now because you're married. I'm talking about when you were single.
Man, I don't know. If Suzanne Summers came back to life, I would. That Thighmaster commercial got me. Now, back to the NBA, because I just wanted to mention a little golf since you're going to go play, and we just had a major, and I don't know too much about golf. I do know John Rahm missed a bunch of small putts.
Man, he missed a lot of – him and Scotty Scheffler, if they had hit those putts they were supposed to hit, either one of them could have won because they missed – you know, they was missing by – a roll or two or three. Even with Rory, Rory missed about four, five, six putts. If they had went in, it would have been the difference of him being another major winner. But if you're a gambling man, that guy won. He, if you bet him pre-game,
290 to 1. Damn.
Man, you put $10 on that? Woo!
Yeah, you're having a good day today. I know that. The Cavs and the Knicks, though. We talked a lot about the Western Conference game tonight. You're leaning tonight towards the Spurs. My man, I believe, Ham, you're going with the Thunder, right?
Going with the Thunder. Thunder.
San Antonio, baby.
And I think I'm going with Cleveland for the first game. Because I think New York just going to be too freaking rusty, man.
I think so, too. I think Cleveland going to steal one in the Garden, and it might be the only one they get in the Garden.
I don't know, right, man. That Cleveland team, if you got Jared Allen and Evan Mobley, if you got Spider-Man hitting shots like that, if you can get something from James Harden, who showed you, and you know, he's great through games 1 and 4, just, you know, 5 and 6.
He wasn't great games 1 through 4, John.
No, he had it, man. That opening, like he had one of the. He started off and got the first 11 points.
He stayed aggressive, though.
Yeah.
Even last night, he was still attacking and putting pressure on the defense, creating opportunities for his big men. Because Jared Allen was acting like he was a descendant of Will Chamberlain last night.
Yeah, he was on a different level last night.
Well, also, the Pistons looked like they stuck their head between their legs and gave up from the jump, bro. And it was like 7 minutes left to go in the first quarter. I knew it was over.
James Harden not good at odd number games.
Man, that's true.
It's true. I mean, with Detroit, they think about what happened with them. On Friday,
Tobias Harris couldn't hit a shot to save his life. Did he ever score?
But they threw everything that they needed to throw at them on Friday from dudes that hadn't gotten nothing from all series. And that was
exactly
that. When they got to Sunday, you saw it with Cade on the jumper. He ain't got no lift.
Right.
Legs gone.
He had no lift. He been tired.
Yeah, think about it. This dude had a collapsed lung, and his scoring average spiked after he came back off short rest from a collapsed lung. He dead at this point.
I just can't. I mean, I guess the thing that I struggle is if you're telling me that the best players were Marcus Sasser and Duncan Robinson in a game 7 at home, that kind of pisses me off if you're a Pistons fan. Like, what the hell? Like, Jalen Duren sucked. Tobias Harris couldn't buy a shot. Cade is only one damn man. Thompson doesn't even look like he wants the ball. He's so scared to shoot the damn thing.
He need to get enrolled and shoot.
He's going to fight somebody as well. And then Dennis, I am tired of that. Don't even. Just jacking crap up. He shot, what, 23 pointers? What are you, Steph Curry, in the last two games?
Their flaws and them trying to cover their flaws, they annoyed you like it does with many teams.
That man, Kenyon
it's prototypical.
Martin got on Thompson for that.
Yeah.
About passing the ball too much. He was like, you shot a three, and then you got the ball back, and you were scared to shoot a three again, and then now you're looking to pass it. And it was, I forgot what kind of assist it called when you pass it to somebody, and then they a hockey assist. He was like, you do too many hockey assists. And, yeah, that's what I was talking to my little bro about. I saw Thompson is probably the best perimeter defender. But I mean Thompson, that's the better offensive player.
By far.
And I saw I got to come on with it with this offense, man. He gets,
they really
they need to, like come into one player.
They need to go enroll in shoot 360 and work on their jumper the whole summer. Because we know they put the work in. It's like, how the hell y'all can't shoot?
Dude,
it is
crazy.
What it is, you know, but Trajan Langdon, to be fair, he said it as well a while ago. We are not championship ready, despite even what the record says. We still got a lot of holes to cover up. They were just 14 wins in like 3 years ago, bro. They were a 14-win team. Went from 14 to 44 to 60.
It's right great trajectory. Just leave it at that.
Is Naquan Tomlin going to the NBA Finals, Terry Davis, or do you have Detroit Pistons? Naquan, you know, for the Knicks. Cavs.
Yeah, Naquan, I love him, but you know, I still think New York's playing the best ball in the East right now. They hot. And we just got to see how they're going to recover from being off like 9 days.
I don't know. Spidey looked like he's cooking, bro. And if Allen and Mobley play the way they did, man, you better watch out.
Yeah, but New York, if they continue to score the way they do it, no one's
going to. You know, Kat's going to go finesse and start crying and acting like a woman during one of these series. It's just,
it's
going to happen.
Let's be nice.
Terry, be blessed, brother.
Talk to you later.
Have fun. Right, hit him long and straight. That's Terry Davis.
I want to say, though, that 9-day rest was perfect for Anunoby, though.
True was. Y'all let me know what you think of the Sixth Log Cabin text and listener. That's my time. We back in two shakes. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.